I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, finding time to date is difficult when you're an NBA writer until the season gets put on pause. But now it's time for Charlie Pearson, the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Don Shula died this week at the age of 90. He was the NFL's winningest coach. He led the Miami Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season. How will you remember Coach Shula?
Well, I think what people are forgetting is that Don Shula coached for a long, long time. He was the losing coach in the famous Joe Namath Super Bowl. Generally, he's remembered, and rightly so, for the Dolphin teams. But this guy was a football lifer, if anyone was ever a football lifer.
Shula was an NFL head coach for 33 seasons. 26 of those were with Miami, and only two of those Dolphins teams finished below 500. And that's why, I'm told, when I attended an NFL game in London, everyone was wearing Dolphins jerseys.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know he was a marketing whiz as well.
The NFL has announced its 2020 schedule, Charlie, and I personally am far less interested in talking about the actual schedule and far more interested in talking about how it was released in a three-hour TV special on the NFL Network on Thursday night. I know we're all really sports-starved, but 3 hours? Are we really this desperate?
That was kind of epic, wasn't it? First of all, who cares, basically? I mean, you're there to cheer for your team.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots have the toughest schedule in the league, with no quarterback, by the way.
Charlie, you and I have not had the chance to speak since a federal judge dismissed most of the claims in the U.S. women's national team's lawsuit against U.S. soccer. The judge rejected the women's request for equal pay, but kept alive claims that women had been subjected to discriminatory working conditions. What do you make of this ruling?
It's going to create a mess for U.S. soccer because the ill feelings will now not go away. I don't know what their relationship with their sponsors is going to be now, since it's the women who are bringing in most of the collateral money, since they win and the men don't. I think U.S. soccer's got a lot of fences to mend.
In some ways, the women's success worked against them. The lawsuit focused on 2015 through 2019. And during that time, the U.S. women won two World Cups, while the men didn't even qualify. And because the men did not earn the bonuses that would have come with qualifying for the World Cup, the judge determined that the women had actually been paid more than the men. Are you moved by that argument?
No, not at all. You're going to penalize the women for being successful because the men weren't. Logically, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Both teams are paid under collective bargaining agreements. In other words, the women negotiated this deal, and courts are hesitant to strike down CBAs. What will it take for the women to overcome that obstacle on appeal?
Well, they're going to have to play intense hardball when the next CBA comes along. U.S. soccer went scorched earth on this particular lawsuit and won.
53-year-old Mike Tyson said this week that he's in the best shape of his life and planning to fight in some exhibition matches. And then 57-year-old Evander Holyfield basically said, "Hold my beer." What's going on?
Or more to the point, hold my ear.
Oh, gosh. No. They are both apparently planning to fight for charity. Please tell me they're not planning to fight each other.
You know they're going to. Somebody will offer them a lot of money to fight each other, and that will be disgusting and awful and repulsive, and nobody should buy it. Just write a check to whatever charity it is, you know? Don't buy the fight.
Charlie, I'd like to direct your attention to the Ultimate Garden Clash. This was a pole vaulting event. It was pole vaulting. That is a sport held last weekend between three of the biggest names in men's pole vaulting, with each man competing from his own backyard.
They are absolutely dead level here. This is brilliant. It's live sport once again. It's
And I watched some of this. It was way better than watching blurry images of basketball stars play horse, don't you think?
Oh, I think so too, but these people have some considerable backyards.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you got to have a runway. You got to make sure all the trees are clear, cuz that could be really bad. And what if you like overshoot and wind up in your neighbor's backyard?
Oof.
That's going to be hard to explain.
And finally, Charlie, this is the sound of Halftor Bjornsson, better known as the Mountain from Game of Thrones, setting a new world record by deadlifting 1,104.5 pounds. victory has never sounded sweeter, has it?
Or more raucous, for that matter. He lifts it about to his waist and then puts it down, which is, you know, all he had to do.
Right.
So if people are waiting for him to, like, triumphantly hold this thing over his head, y'all are out of your minds, because nobody can do that, not even Mountain.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.